To the South Island in Nelson, more residents had to be evacuated overnight, forced out of their homes by slips and falling trees. At least 411 homes have now been evacuated in total. The city's water supply has been affected by a slip that has damaged the main line from Maitai Reservoir into the city. It says the secondary pipe is still supplying water, but at a much reduced flow rate. Residents are being asked to conserve water. Now, the ground is saturated and the landslips have taken place in multiple areas, including Atawhai, where power is now out. Many evacuated Nelson residents have no idea when they'll be able to return to their homes, with parts of the city damaged by the flooding and slips. And a state of emergency does remain in force. Rob Smith, the Nelson Tasman Civil Defence Emergency Management Group Controller, is with us now. Good morning, Rob.
Corin, how are you?
Very well. Okay, let's talk through the slip issues first, because that seems to have been a concern overnight with the ground moving. How bad is that looking? Are there more evacuations you've got planned?
So possibly about 2 hours ago we evacuated another 10 houses. So we're looking at just over 100 houses so far have been evacuated due to land instability. There's nearly 300 related to the Maitai flooding. So Maitai has come up a couple of times and we expect it to come up again tonight. So it's both a flooding issue and a land instability issue.
I'll get to the Maitai in a second with this extra rain that's coming. But with those slips, are any of these houses actually written off, you know, where the land has gone through them?
At the moment, so some have damage due to, essentially surface flow has entered them on a hill, so, you know, blocked culverts, things like that. A lot of the land stability issue is more that the land is starting to move. So the structure's sound, but the land is starting to move. So it's a precaution. We've had the kind of mantra that if there's a risk, we're taking people out because we just don't want people to be exposed, especially overnight where it's dark. But now that we've got to daylight, we can have Geotech go on site and actually make those assessments. Overnight, because of the risk of moving land, we don't want the geotechs up there making an assessment in limited visibility.
What are people looking out for here? How do they know if their land is moving?
Potentially they'll see new water seeps popping up. They might see a crack in their dwelling, or they might see cracks in the land, or they might see unusual bulges in the ground. So things that look unusual, and so we will be putting out some information today for residents to, you know, ideally walk around their house and have a look if you live on a hill, and then make contact about that because we want to get our geotechs up there. Mostly we've been finding these because we've got contractors out and about and they're noticing that. We also have awesome support from the likes of USAR, the USAR teams, which are run out of Foreign Emergency New Zealand, and we have, of course, our response teams who work with our civil defence staff. It's NZRT2, our local one. So they've been out and about as well and helping. So between the contractors, the Defence Force, and the search and rescue teams, we've been spotting these issues and been able to react.
So you've got a red warning still in place, a lot more rain still to come this evening or this afternoon. How do you think you may have to make more evacuations, precautionary ones, because of both the river and slips later today?
As far as the river goes, yes, so the issue will be the river will probably be towards tomorrow morning, so the peak of the rainfall we're anticipating in the kind of early hours Saturday morning. That one, we're just going to have to watch the river. At this stage, we are hoping that the river's not going to get to the same level that caused the extent of the issue the first time around. It did just about get back up to that level again yesterday, so that's why we're trying to keep people out of those houses that were impacted by the flooding. We don't want to let people in and then have to re-evacuate them, because that's not helping them and it's not helping the teams who are doing the work on the ground. So we'll be watching that today. There's a bit of a reprieve. All of our rivers right across the district are now back to levels that are, you know, relatively normal for them. So, you know, kind of a mean annual flow. So they're settled right back down. At the moment, there's no rain. There's a little bit of drizzle, kind of misty drizzle around. So we actually get a reprieve for a few hours through this morning, and then we'll kind of be anticipating that starting to ramp up again tonight. Fortunately, the tides are falling, so the impact for the lower Maitai River is less because the tide doesn't back it up again. The issue, of course, tonight when we get that rain coming back in is that it's more rain on saturated ground. So one of the particular things is to keep an eye on that ground movement, and that's why during today it would be good to people for people to get out and about and clean the drains around their houses, have a good look at it, talk to their neighbours, so make sure people know and are looking after each other. So this is stressful for some people, and so we kind of want to make sure that our, you know, people look after each
Absolutely.
Other as well.
Rob Smith, thank you very much for that update. That is the Nelson-Tasman Civil Defence Emergency Management Group Controller with an update there on the situation in Nelson.